The job market is slowly recovering, but for African Americans, the unemployment rate remains high, nearly twice the national average. Social scientists say racism continues to be one factor, but there's another obstacle that you may not have heard about. It's called favoritism. Rutgers Business School professor Nancy DiDomaso joins us to talk about her research. Nancy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So what exactly do you mean by favoritism?
Well, in the research that I did, we defined favoritism in three different ways, as getting information that is not available to other people with regard to jobs that happen to be available, having someone use influence on your behalf, for example, saying, this is my friend, take care of them, or someone who could actually offer an opportunity, either a job or a good job assignment, for example. So I interviewed several hundred people in different parts of the country, got their job histories from high school to the time that I did the interviews, and counted the number of jobs that people got for which they had the opportunity to have information, influence, or opportunity as one of the things that might have been a factor in helping them get these jobs.
And how common is it? How common is favoritism in the workplace?
Well, in my study, I found surprisingly that 70% of the jobs that people got over their lifetimes included some factor such as the ones that I just described. So that's a very large number. And in fact, it suggests that to the extent that these kinds of factors had an influence on why this person got a job and not someone else, that most jobs in the economy are wired, if you would use that term, and that to even talk about the notion of a job market is a little bit of a misnomer if most jobs are not, in fact, freely available to people who might apply. Of the 30% of jobs that in my study did not include these kinds of factors, some of them were the kinds of jobs that one of my interviewees said is when one job is just as bad as another. So you may not need to reach out and use your social networks or social capital for those kinds of jobs. Some were jobs, for example, during the Vietnam War when the job market was very, very tight and there were more jobs available than people looking for them. So you, again, may not need this kind of help under those circumstances. There are a couple examples of people that used placement offices from the colleges where they were graduating, such as engineers. Again, in that case, they didn't necessarily go through networks, but still 70% is a very high number.
Yeah. Professor Nancy DiDomaso is telling us about her research looking at something called favoritism, which shows that this is a big factor in why the African-American unemployment rate is so high. And I'm wondering, you know, if it's so common in the workplace in general, why does it hurt African-Americans disproportionately?
Well, the key issue, in my particular study, which is reported in my book, The American Non-Dilemma, Racial Inequality Without Racism, published by the Russell Sage Foundation, I talked to U.S.-born whites purposely because I was trying to limit the scope of the study, and I also was particularly interested in how whites tap into social resources. But all the data suggests that whites still disproportionately hold the best jobs, jobs with the highest incomes, jobs with the higher levels of authority, jobs that involve more training and skill development. And because we still live in a largely segregated society, when whites have knowledge of job opportunities, they're likely to reach out to the people that they know, the ones that live near them or that they think of as being like them. And those people who are not in those networks are likely to be at a disadvantage.
At the end of the day, you're saying this is not racism. It's different than racism.
Well, I'm saying that, that one doesn't have to be a racist if jobs are primarily found because people who are like you help you. And one of the reasons that I was interested in doing this study is that if you look at the social science literature, if you look at public policy issues that discuss the issue of racial inequality, it is all framed in terms of discrimination or racism, perhaps translated as whites doing bad things to black people or purposely trying to keep them out of jobs, or racism defined in terms of whites having some kind of hostility toward non-whites. And what I'm suggesting is that those mechanisms are not necessary in order to reproduce racial inequality, because the mechanism that does matter is more of whites doing good things for other white people.
Yeah. So this is all very interesting, but the result is the same. How do we solve the problem?
Well, there are various kinds of things that could be addressed both at the organizational level and at the societal level. At the organizational level, there have been many times in the past where companies had nepotism rules and said that people couldn't hire those that were very close to them, in part because there was an assumption that the kind of criteria that would be used would not be particularly objective. So if companies are interested in having a broader labor pool, more diversity in the people that they hire, then there should be some kind of objective criteria about what a job entails and who meets those criteria.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks so much, Nancy DiTomaso, for joining us. She's a professor in the Rutgers Business School, and her latest research finds that favoritism is a major factor driving black unemployment in the United States.